This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Corona infection cases reach 3,272 in Nepal with confirmation of 323 new cases yesterday and 38 new cases this morning. International Relations Committee of Parliament stresses on resolving all issues including border dispute with India through high-level diplomatic dialogue. Main opposition Nepali Congress urges government to prepare action plan for bringing back all Nepalis from abroad willing to return home, and tens of thousands are marching against racism and police brutality in United States. Now the news in detail. The day toll due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 13 with the confirmation of two more deaths. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed 323 new cases of the coronavirus yesterday. Similarly, the ministry confirmed 38 new cases this morning, making the total infection cases across the country 3,272. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Vikas Depkota, confirmed the deaths of a 58-year-old man from Dolpa and a 55-year-old woman from Thangadi. He reported that the man living in Thangadi best quarantine died on 2nd June, while the woman died yesterday in course of her kidney dialysis at Sethi Hospital. According to the ministry, the virus has spread in 70 districts as of now. Meantime, 32 people returned home yesterday after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 365 people have returned home following health recovery from virus infection. The International Relations Committee of the Federal Parliament has stressed on the need for high-level diplomatic dialogue with India to resolve all issues between the countries, including the border issue. The committee has concluded that Nepal needs to strengthen and make more effective its diplomatic relations with other nations based on the principles of the Charter of the United Nations, Non-Alignment Movement and Panchashila. Presenting the annual report of the committee yesterday, it also emphasized on the need for inviting foreign investment through eco-diplomatic channels while keeping the national interest, sovereignty and geographical integrity and national unity, welfare of the nation, border security and economic prosperity at the center. Lawmakers have expressed concern over the agriculture produce imported from India reaching the nooks and corners of the country when the production of own farmers has not got access to the market. Taking part in the deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2077 BS in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, they urged the government to bring special plan for the marketization of the domestic agriculture produce. In a meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, the main opposition Nepali Congress stressed on the need of all parties coming together and making a national resolution to fulfill responsibilities towards the people. Taking part in the deliberations over the Appropriation Bill during the session, Nepali Congress leader Dr. Menendra Prasad Rijal said there was no alternative for political parties to stand together to fulfill responsibilities to the people. The lawmakers also sought the government's attention towards sustainable development of economy to cope with COVID-19 crisis. Similarly, the main opposition Nepali Congress urged the government to prepare an action plan for bringing all Nepalis abroad who want to return home. The Central Migrants Relations Committee of the opposition party, Nepali Congress, through a press release yesterday, urged the government to make a work plan for repatriating all Nepalis who want to return home without specifying the number. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to bring short-term, mid-term and long-term plan and programs for the journalists' safety. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Rights Commission spokesperson Beth Prasad Patwai said such programs were essential to control misbehavior and violence against journalists. Spokesperson Patwai added that a total of 22 journalists reporting and monitoring the lockdown first spate of intimidation, arrest, attack, threat and misbehavior. The press statement also mentions that the payment to working journalists and the access to information needs to be ensured. The Human Rights Watch body has further urged the government to manage quarantines set up in a bid to control and prevent the spread of coronavirus across the country. Ward Chair of Raina Devi Chahra Rural Municipality 7 in Palpa District has been arrested on the charge of bribery yesterday. Chair Devendra Poon was arrested on charge of taking bribe from timber entrepreneur. A team of Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA from Butwal office arrested Poon with 300,000 rupees bribe money from Chimjimi of Saina Maina Municipality 10 of the district. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Tens of thousands are marching against racism and police brutality in Washington D.C. as protests sparked by George Floyd's death enter a 12th day. Crowds gathered near Capitol, the Lincoln Memorial and Lafayette Park, where security forces blocked any approach to the nearby White House. Meanwhile, people paid their respects to Floyd in North Carolina, where he was burned before a memorial service. Large anti-racism rallies also took place in a number of other countries. In the United Kingdom, Parliament Square in central London was filled with people supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, despite calls by the government to avoid mass gatherings for fear of spreading the coronavirus. In Australia, there were major protests in cities of Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane that focused on the treatment of Indigenous Australians. Floyd died in police custody in Minneapolis on 25th May. Video footage showed a white police officer, Tarek Chauvin, kneeling on Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes while he is pinned to the floor. The deaths of three Afghan refugees in a car fire in Iran has prompted an outpouring of anger towards police there after it emerged the blaze began when officers shot at the vehicle. Another four were injured, including a boy seen begging "Give me some water" in a video of the incident. His plea is now hashtag used by Afghans to express their anger online. It comes a month after Iranian border guards allegedly tortured and killed a group of Afghan migrants. Afghan officials said 45 migrant workers were killed when the border guards forced them at gunpoint into a river. Iran, meanwhile, denied the allegations. India has recorded close to 10,000 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, taking its total above that of Italy. The country now has the sixth highest number of confirmed cases in the world, 236,657. There have been 6,649 deaths. The health system in Mumbai is on the verge of collapse, while hospitals in the capital Delhi are reportedly running out of space. Meanwhile, shopping centres, places of worship, restaurants and offices will be allowed to reopen from Monday. For weeks, India's relatively low COVID-19 numbers had baffled experts. Although India has the sixth highest number of cases, it is 12th in fatalities, according to statistics from Johns Hopkins University. Global cases of a novel coronavirus topped 7 million as case numbers surged in Brazil and India. About 30% of those cases, or 2 million infections, are in the United States. Latin America has the largest outbreak with over 15% of cases. Globally, deaths from the novel coronavirus are approaching 400,000. Approximately 3 million people have recovered. The World Health Organization has changed its position on face masks and is now encouraging people to wear them in crowded places, citing anecdotal evidence that supports their value in stopping the spread of the coronavirus. 26 people were killed and a village burned in the volatile mob terrorism in central Mali on Friday. Officials said the attack targeted a Fulani village, Bandama. Two other local officials confirmed the attack and the death toll to the AFP news agency, adding that the village was charged and its chief killed. The attack comes at a time of mounting insecurity in Mali, rising popular discontent with the government and increasing reports of abuses committed by the country's armed forces. Now the journal weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Kentucky Province and Province 5, and at one or two places of Province 2, Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Coronavirus infection cases reached 3,272 in Nepal with confirmation of 323 cases yesterday and 38 new cases this morning. International Relations Committee of Parliament stresses on resolving all issues including border dispute with India through high-level diplomatic dialogue. Main opposition Nepali Congress urges government to prepare action plan for bringing back all Nepalis from abroad willing to return home, and tens of thousands are marching against racism and police brutality in the United States. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.